This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Serato's Draft Profiles. News, notes, and analysis on the 2025 NFL Draft Class. Vinny and Haney. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
Gotta hurry, and you can't get sacked, and that's what's gonna happen. Half is over. Kenneth Grant. There went that opportunity.
Draft. Less than a month away. First rounds. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Vinny's Draft Profiles. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. As we continue those for the next few weeks. Today, we started off going to Ann Arbor, Michigan for the second consecutive day. And Vinny, for the second consecutive day, we're staying on the D-line here.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about, you know, Michigan having a good defense the last couple years. I mean, you're talking, you know, about Mason Graham, who's going in the top 10 picks. You know, we got Kenneth Grant, who's going in the first round. You've got corner Will Johnson, who's supposedly a top 10 pick. I mean, so Michigan's defense had some talent. Now, Kenneth Grant, Michigan, 6'4", 331 pounds, junior. Jersey number 78, 33.5-inch arms, 10 1/8 hands. 22 reps, 2 1/4. Did nothing at the combine. 2022, his freshman year, played in all 14 games as a reserve, had 8 tackles. 2023, second team all-conference, played in all 15 games, 5 starts. 29 tackles, 5 tackles for loss, 3.5 sacks. This past year, third team All-American, second team All-Big Ten, started 12 games, 32 tackles, 6.5 tackles for loss, 3 sacks, 5 PBUs. He can deflect that ball. Strengths, size, he can find a ball, uses his hands to shed, show some power on the bull rush to collapse the pocket. He has quick hands, arm over and burst to the ball, slides well down the line of scrimmage. He bats a lot of balls, keeps feet moving. He'll chase, he can punch, lock out, shed, and tackle. Good athlete for his size, strong, good fundamentally. He runs well for size, quick, strong hands, plays on all 3 downs. Has shown excellent first step, reads blocking schemes quickly. He's got the school record for PBUs. So he, like I said, he deflects a ton of balls. He can play nose tackle, 3 technique, 5 technique. So he can play all over the field. He can stack double teams when he stays low. Now weakness, he's laid off the snap, son. Who did we say about that? Travis Jones was the same way when he was at UConn. Must stay square versus run. Cannot get turned. You get turned, you open up your gap. Needs more pass rush moves. Must stay low. Getting off blocks on time. He'll allow blockers in the body. Needs more consistency with rushing the passer. Weight fluctuates. How about this, Bob? Between 339 and 360. Need to keep him light.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he's like Michael Pierce. You know, I mean, so he gets up to 360. That consistency goes down. You start to get winded. You know, you don't chase as well. You're at 340. You're a different ball player. So that 20 pounds makes a huge difference. So in summary, Kenneth was a little inconsistent this year. He has a high ceiling. Just keep the weight down and pad level down consistently. What happens with big people is when they start to get tired, they get higher. And when they get high, they get driven. And that's what happened to him. And that's why, you know, one of the biggest things, and, you know, maybe by the time it's all said and done, there's some type of weight clause, you know, in that contract to keep him in shape. Or your strength coach has got to be on him all the time. He can be a good sack guy. He has the athletic ability. He is a better Travis Jones potentially. He has big time talent. You know, and Travis Jones was a third round pick, and I thought he had, you know, because he showed some pass rush. This kid's a better athlete, you know, and 331 pounds also, or 339 to 360. And I think that's similar to Travis Jones. When those big guys get heavy, motor slows down, conditioning, pad level raises. He's got pass rush ability, and with his size and athletic ability and stuff, he can be a consistent starter for you. Just keep his weight where it's supposed to be. And I think that was probably a little part of the problem this year. The weight fluctuated. You know, and the thing about it too is when you're playing in the north, you tend to, as it gets colder, you get heavier. Because, you know, you're not when you're practicing, you're in sweatshirts and everything else, and you're not working. When you're down south still, it's still 80 degrees, and you're still sweating your butt off. So, he is a talented player. He is a very good football player. Just needs to make sure that he keeps his weight down.